I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to On Texas Football, a very special edition. I guess we should say On Texas Baseball right now, CJ, because that's what we're here for. And breaking news, as first reported by Chip Brown of Horns 24/7, is Sloss will be the new Texas head baseball coach. Sloss is the new baseball boss. What do you think, CJ?
What a haul. I mean, Blake, I don't know if you meant to do it on purpose, but saying it's a good afternoon. I mean, wasn't that their whole saying, this postseason run for the Aggies headed to College Station or to the College World Series? This is a massive hiring for Texas. Of course, one of the best college baseball coaches in the country, now making the switch over to the University of Texas. What a hire by Chris Del Conte. Obviously, that prior relationship is paying off here, Blake. This is a big one. This, as you enter the SEC, there might have been some questions about where Texas stacked up amongst the other big-time programs in the conference. This hiring should certainly alleviate some of those concerns, especially with some of the names that we've heard behind the scenes, Blake, and we'll, of course, let them have their moment. But there are some really talented ball players that will be joining Schlossnagel and his staff in Austin for the 2025 season.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, obviously it's not officially official yet, but it's all but official. I'd expect an announcement first thing in the morning at the absolute latest. CJ, I know you and I have both been hearing that timeline since the beginning of the week. We were told Wednesday or Thursday, just kind of depending on how the College World Series unfolded. But it's a done deal. I mean, it's hard to believe. It really is. I mean, this is huge. Very, oh gosh, and there's my son in the super chats for you, CJ. But this is a huge, huge deal for the Longhorns. I mean, you went out and you just got a coach that played for it all. Went down to game three, ended up losing by a run. But, you know, we were hearing him and Vitello, both of Tennessee, were the two main candidates. And you couldn't have gone wrong with either choice, but I think they nailed it, man. I mean, you get a guy that knows the state inside and out. And as I said earlier on the recruiting breakdown, we were talking a little baseball. You have a coach that is so familiar with the SEC and knows what it's like to have that daily SEC grind.
Yeah, I think that is one of the more important parts of this entire hire, right, Blake, is they understand the world of SEC baseball. They understand what it's like when you go up against Vanderbilt, Florida, Alabama. All of these programs are very successful. All of these programs, I forgot both Mississippi schools, but that just speaks to the depth and the talent that's already in this conference. And to have 3 years of pre-existing relationships and understanding of the scouting and what it's like to play a full SEC slate of schedule, that's huge because, again, it's a little bit different than what Texas has been facing in the Big 12. We hear about that all the time in the world of football. It absolutely is drastically different in the world of baseball, where we saw an all-SEC final with Tennessee and Texas A&M. Florida was right on the cusp as well. What a hiring. And again, it just checks every box, Blake, right? You need hitting? Well, look at what he was able to do at TCU. Look at what he was able to do at Texas A&M. Need pitching? Well, he can go find that guy that throws 101 and develop him, right? That's what Schlossnagel does. He's done it at each stop. And, of course, that's kind of where I want to start, if you don't mind, Blake, is what is it about Jim Schlossnagel that helps his programs develop so well, right? What was it, 18 years at TCU, 734-346 record. That's a 680 win percentage right there. I'd say that's pretty darn good for a TCU program that made the jump from the Mountain West into the Big 12 and obviously just basically had to reinvent itself, right? And again, making that move over to Texas A&M, two College World Series appearances in 3 years, the most successful teams Texas A&M has ever fielded. Well, no longer does that matter because he's going to be a Texas Longhorn.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge, man. I mean, it really, really is. There's a few, I would say a handful of college coaches that I think can come in and bring this much excitement from the get-go that can make a huge impact from the get-go. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier, but I mean, this is like something that will really unite the fans, unite, you know, the players, the students. And that leads to NIL. I mean, it right. helps NIL, and which is big in college baseball. I mean, the numbers that are being spent nowadays on some of these top prospects are unreal. And so, you know, Texas was lagging behind in baseball when it came to NIL. And I think this is just what the doctor ordered. There's no doubt about it.
100%. And again, you and I have both kind of dissected and, you know, unearthed some names that we expect Texas to add to its baseball program. But Blake, I wanted to get your thoughts, and obviously you're a little bit more tuned in with this than I am, but the world of NIL as it comes to baseball, you've mentioned it, Texas, maybe not as well positioned as you would expect at the University of Texas about baseball, obviously going into the SEC. We literally just watched LSU. I don't want to put it this way in a negative light, but you know, they went out and the pieces that they added via the portal won them a championship a couple of years ago. When you look at the addition of Paul Skeens as that number one guy, right? Where is Texas? I guess, where was Texas under the David Pierce era? And then where, I guess, could they go under Jim Schlossnagel?
So I want to rewind to a conversation that I had in February, and you know, was talking about NIL with a few people, and they told me, or they told the group, that Texas, when they moved to the SEC, Texas would be closer to the Oakland A's than they would be the Yankees. And I know that's like unreal. a lot of Texas fans are gonna be like, oh, that's bull, we got all the money, ball, you know. But I mean, that came from people that definitely know a lot better than you and I know, that are involved in that daily. So, you know, I mean, obviously things weren't terrible by any stretch of the imagination. And I think a lot of it comes down to how it was used as well. But there was definitely room for improvement. And I think that you'll see that here because, you know, and I don't want to badmouth anybody or anything like that, and I don't want it to come across like that, because I'm not saying that, you know, trying to make this in a negative light, but Pierce wasn't the best at getting that NIL going. You know, that wasn't right. One of his strong suits by any means. And I think that Schloss comes in, he knows how to work the room, he knows how to, you know, shake hands and kiss babies and, you know, do the whole political thing there that really rubs people the right way. And again, in turn, that brings NIL dollars.
I was going to, you know, we've talked about it in the sense of what you know, Mack Brown was and how well he could, you know, kind of maneuver throughout a room. Sarkisian has a bit of that as well, right? He can sit there and kind of, you know, shake the hands. He can win over what you would call the big six. I think Schlossnagel has that in him. Obviously, Texas A&M had plenty of dollars to work with. They renovated Blue Bell Park. Texas went through their own renovations at the Dish recently, obviously, with the addition of the Player Development Center, new scoreboards as well. It feels to me that even with some of those additions, there's still plenty of room to get Texas maybe to the upper echelon of some of these SEC stadiums that they'll be playing as well. That will certainly help a brand new hiring with Jim Schlossnagel, as well as going to the SEC for some of these big money donors to come in and certainly help with some of these stadium renovations. The one thing I'm interested on is who might be joining Jim Schlossnagel. And I know that we're going to let the staff and the university kind of figure itself out, but certainly with the way that he's been able to build staffs and pitching coaches and developmental pieces in the past, you have to imagine it's going to be a pretty attractive staff when it's all said and done.
Oh, without a doubt. And we'll get to that here in a second. But real quick, CJ, I want to bring in Bobby. I know he loves a good Aggie tear. So I'm sure there's plenty of them flowing.
Hey, I've got to say this, CJ. I was listening, and I think you just said Blue Bell or Blue Ball Park instead of Blue Bell Park. The Aggies might have some after last night not winning the national championship. And then this morning, they're kicked in them. Or this afternoon, they're completely kicked in them. So that may be part of it. But, I think that important for me from a grand picture here, Blake, you were hitting on the NIL piece. I talked to someone that is big in that vein this afternoon at the University of Texas. And, yes, that is a part of it. Texas wants to be one of the best, period, as it relates to NIL. And Schlossnagel apparently is one of those guys that wants to do the same. He also, I'm hearing some things like Trev Alberts may have been an issue there at some level. The new Aggie AD blew out a bunch of people. One of the things he did was blew out a bunch of people in their support department without necessarily communicating that across the board. I'm hearing that may have been piece of this discussion and puzzle. A lot of different things at play here. We'll see how it goes. Jim Schlossnagel looks like he's headed to Austin, according to a report first by Chip Brown of Horns 27. Congrats to Chip for breaking that news. I will add this in just, big picture perspective, University of Texas, hats off to Chris Del Conte.
Yeah.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Swing big, bud. You know, take big swings and see what happens. That's clearly what he did here today. Big news for the Longhorns. I think a lot of people thought this might happen. I think a lot of people were doubting it would, right? But at the end of the day, I'd hate to be an Aggie on the precipice of your first national championship in a major male sport and since Hitler invaded Poland. I mean, literally, World War II.
Yeah.
And the very next day, your coach leave. You know, Bear Bryant, he left for Alabama. So I guess there's precedent there. But anyways, long story short, Schlossnagel just has a history of winning in the state of Texas. Knowledgeable beyond belief on recruiting would be huge for the University of Texas.
Definitely. Man. So everybody, I'm getting a kick out of the comments, guys. I mean, the chat is a rolling. People are very excited about it. People are excited. Some people aren't even big baseball fans. They're excited about the Aggie tears. So the chat has me laughing. Good comments and good questions coming in.
I've got to get going, but y'all stay at it. I know y'all have some stuff about maybe some portal guys already in the conversation. So good luck and big hire there for the Longhorns.
Definitely.
All right, Bobby. Thank you.
Y'all good.
Thanks, Bobby.
So yeah, CJ, as Bobby said, I mean, and I know you alluded to it just a moments ago, but you got to think the portal comes to a close pretty quickly here. So Texas doesn't have a ton of time, but you got to think that really does shake up a lot of things, and it makes you wonder, you know, who maybe previously didn't have interest might all of a sudden have interest.
Yeah. And again, we've kind of unearthed some of the guys or that some prospects that we're expecting to move over with Schlossnagel from the portal. I'm not necessarily saying specifically from Texas A&M, though there are some conversations that we've both heard in terms of that. But from the portal, one of the guys that I'm most interested on, and I don't have confirmation yet, obviously, but Wine Hensler, he was the all Ivy League pitcher of the year in 2024, was currently expected to make the move over to College Station to join Schlossnagel's staff. I'm interested exactly right now to see if he's a name that pops up. I've yet to hear from him yet. But of course, the names that we do have, Blake, behind the scenes, that's a heck of a haul coming in. One, with for any season, offseason coming in. But at the same time, with the guys that now you're basically joining Schlossnagel and Texas together, those names could certainly join, I would say, expand the list moving forward right now. I'm trying to dance around a little bit, of course, but the ceiling, of course, with what Texas can now approach this portal with is very high, especially considering I do not believe the SEC has an in-conference transfer in the sport of baseball, whereas in football, you do have to deal with that. So a little bit of a change up there, no pun intended, in terms of what the portal limitations and hurdles might be moving from school to school in the same conference for the sport of baseball.
Hey, we got a text here from Bobby, and he wanted me to add in this quote here from Trev Alberts, the AD over there in College Station. That Albert said, college sports doesn't have a revenue problem. It has an expense problem.
Hmm.
Wonder what Alberts is thinking right now, CJ.
Yeah, no kidding. especially losing what was your gym on campus, right? He was your shiny object, your shiny toy that got you to a place you haven't been to in 85 years, a potential national championship in a Big Three sport. For him to walk out the door and not only just leave your house, but to go to your neighbor's house right down the street, your biggest rival. That's a kick in the teeth right there for Texas A&M. And again, for Texas fans, I think I see the sentiment all over social media. They understand how big of an addition this is to Texas athletics, but also the recurring theme, Blake. Remember, Texas needed a basketball coach. Where did they go? They went right up the road to Texas Tech in Lubbock to find Chris Beard at the time. That obviously didn't work out, but it says Texas won't take a back seat to anybody. If you have something that we want, we're going to go out and we're going to get it. Credit again to Chris Del Conte, this athletics department, and the folks behind the scene raising the money to obviously make this attainable at the moment.
Yeah, I was laughing about one of the comments that Chris Beard is no longer the most hated man in Texas, that he's smiling as of today. So
I wanted to make this point, Blake. Of course, we saw what it was like when Texas went up to Lubbock right after Chris Beard was poached by the Longhorns. That was a hostile, that was, death threats. They're coming out. They're not holding anything back when it comes to, making their life hell for that 40-minute game up in Lubbock. What's Texas going to be met with whenever they head to College Station for the first time and Jim Schlossnagel's in a Texas uniform? I would just say bubbles, more and more bubbles, right? I'm sure it won't be that bad.
Oh, and I just got some permission here, so I'm going to go ahead and break some news while we're on this live stream here. We are talking about transfer players, and I did get permission to say this. So breaking news here is I can now confirm and let everybody know that Eli Tropp, I hope I'm saying that right, T-R-O-P, Eli Tropp, originally from Seattle, Washington, did 4 years at Penn, was a great, great pitcher there, but he will be joining the Longhorns. So you can expect to see him in the bullpen this upcoming season. And he says that he loves the city of Austin, loves Texas, and that he is ready to get to work down there in Austin. So that people have been wondering, what is Texas going to do in the portal? What about pitching help? Well, there you go. There's some breaking news for you. He will be joining Texas this upcoming season, and I'll see if I can pull his stats. We'll talk about those here in a little bit, but a great player that should definitely make an impact for the Longhorns.
Let me get your thoughts on this, Blake, because obviously pitching was one of those kind of big question marks under the David Pierce era. You had a couple big arms that led off your Friday, your Saturday starts, and then it kind of waned out. It never felt to me like there was that one shutdown guy on a year-to-year basis for the Texas baseball staff. Having that, obviously, a huge factor that you can come in and hold down leads. The bullpen this year, and I would say even in 2023, a bit of a weakness for the Longhorns, where if you can come out and you can start adding those guys under a Jim Schlossnagel, that's going to help tremendously in the SEC.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we saw what he did this year. And if you're a Texas fan, you've seen what he's done at TCU. I mean, it's great. He can find these diamonds in the rough for guys that, aren't highly recruited. Not say he doesn't get highly recruited guys, because obviously he does. But he works some magic. And I think that's a testament to his pitching staff as well as pitching coach especially. And I'm not saying, Matthew, we got a pop-up ad there on those stats. But, he does a great, great job. And I think that Texas fans are going to be happy with that. The one knock that we have heard on him is that, he can't get to the big game. Well, I think, obviously he still needs to win it, but he silenced his critics on that this year, took A&M all the way. And I know people, especially Texas fans, they're not going to give Texas A&M much credit, but he dealt with some injuries. Some guys that he was really counting on to, carry his team all the way. They helped, but they weren't there because of the injuries. And so, for him to be able to take pieces and pull them in and, plug and play like that, CJ, to me, that was one of the most impressive things about A&M this year, is how they responded to that adversity, how they responded to the injury situation.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that. The depth that you're referring to here, I don't know if Texas would have had that in 2024, obviously. What's more important from this point, Blake, is he can recruit those big-time guys. Obviously, the world of NIL certainly helps that and will aid the Longhorns in the future. But from the high school ranks specifically, I mean, if you go back to his time at TCU, and I'm looking at it right now, 2013, they go 29 and 28. TCU doesn't make the playoffs. They were looking down, right? They had just come off of a great year, a College World Series appearance, and then you go 500. And at a program like TCU, where momentum is key, what does he do right after that? Well, he goes out and he adds the Gatorade National Player of the Year from Libertyville, Illinois. That's Evan Skog. The catcher was a tremendous player for the Horned Frogs. And what did he do? Four straight College World Series appearances following a 500 season at TCU. That's not easy to do. No. And so for him to go out and add high school prospects and to retain them from the MLB while also having that ability to go out and add guys like Brady Montgomery, who we unfortunately didn't get to see in the College World Series this year due to injury. That was one of the country's best overall players in 2024 and will certainly be a big-time player in his professional career as well. So you see a little bit of that high school recruiting payoff with Skog, and as well as Brady Montgomery from the portal. He can do a bit of both and making sure that they end up on campus. That's been one of the biggest issues that's plagued Texas as well, because then you have to deal with the MLB and you have to deal with some of that draft money that comes in as well.
Man, look at that. 2014 to 2017, as you said, back-to-back-to-back-to-back College World Series appearances. And you got to remember, this is at TCU, not a school that has – I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, they have resources, and this was pre-NIL, but they don't have the resources of an A&M. They don't have the resources of the Longhorns or some of the, you know, LSU, Vandy, whoever you want to say. So I think people need to keep that in mind as well, is, you know, when given the chance, he can definitely cook. We'll put it that way. And it looks like CJ, I think Jerry Hamilton has joined us. He also likes some Aggie tears every now and again. Jerry, what do you think?
Have we talked about the Trev Alberts, TJ Ford-like assist on this one?
We did. Bobby brought up the quote. We talked over it a little bit, but I want to hear what you got to say about it, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's just that everybody – and this is one of the things I want to say is all A&M fans are just, you know, they're going to hate on Schloss, right? But start digging a little more. Start digging a little more. I mean, some of these wheels are set in motion way before, right? I've seen a lot of TJ Ford assists over the years from Willow Ridge to Texas and to the NBA. Trev Alberts threw a dime, man, for Texas on this one. TJ would have applauded him.
No, that's 100%, Jerry. I mean, again, when you have that full, you know, administration, you know, support there, things go a long way. They had a tremendous amount of upgrades and renovations done to the baseball program. They obviously opened up some of the checkbooks to kind of lure in and, you know, accumulate some of this big-time portal talent. But when you have that change, and we've talked about it with how important it is to have your boss and you on the same page. Well,
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hulu Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
We know what Jim Schlossnagel can do with Chris Del Conte, you know, working hand in hand. I think that's one of the more underrated aspects of all of this. Obviously, we enjoy, you know, some of these jokes that we were able to get off. But long term, this is a tremendous hiring. Yeah. And that marriage again of the two should make Longhorn fans everywhere very excited for what's to come at the dish over the next few years.
Yeah, somebody's asked about Jonah Williams. I don't know if we brought that up, but I actually talked to Jonah Williams today, and he said that would help Texas in their recruitment of Jonah. How much does Texas push on Jonah? We'll have to see. There's a lot of guys that are leaning Texas, or Texas has a good shot at in this 25 class. So we'll just have to see on that. But I think, look, I think one of the big things for me, guys, is, and I'm sure y'all have covered it, but just from the outside, always the recruiting perspective that I come from is, look, I mean, moving into the SEC, Texas was not ready to compete in SEC baseball. I'm sorry, they just weren't. And this was a move that had to be made. And I think that, you know, look, the biggest thing this says for me is how much do guys really like working for Chris Del Conte? The guy literally just left a team that lost by a run in the national championship and had more guys on the way and is just going to be in a reload position. How much do people like working for Chris Del Conte? I'm pretty much here to give him a tip of the cap because, look, you know how if you're sitting there and you're lost and you're sitting there saying, man, I'm leaving A&M for Texas. Texas is coming in the SEC. This is going to be vitriol for the rest of my coaching years. You have to really love the guy you're working for to do that. You have to have a hell of a lot of confidence in the guy you're working for.
That goes back to something that I had heard that it was a repeated theme. It seems like is don't count out the relationship. Don't count out the relationship. And I kept being told that. And because at first I was skeptical, and CJ and I were talking privately. Like, I mean, this was 3 or 4 weeks ago, CJ, when we first got wind of this, I remember telling you, I just don't think it's going to happen. At that time, I did not think it was going to happen. And people kept saying the relationship is strong there. Do not count out the relationship. And I mean, obviously that proved to be true because CDC's relationship here obviously played a big piece. And that was one thing that I was told earlier today is that, you know, that's kind of one of those right hand man situations.
Right.
And it appears to be the case.
Blake, I mentioned this earlier, but it almost felt the complete opposite of that Sarkisian hire, right? You know, Sarkisian was also in the midst of a big run, going to a national championship. You didn't necessarily hear his name floated out at all. Obviously, there wasn't a prior relationship there, and he wasn't playing for your biggest rival down the street. But he came out of nowhere. Whereas for Schlossnagel, it felt like, from the offset, it felt like that was the guy that Texas was going to pursue, and it was going to be the guy that Texas went all in for with, you know the saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. And the smoke came very early, I would say, in this coaching search, even before we officially knew that a move was going to be made with Texas's season still in the balance in the College Station regional. Well, hey, they acted quickly, and they didn't wait too long to upset not only their rivals, but come away with one of the biggest hauls that you could have in the world of college baseball.
For sure. I mean, it is crazy, guys. Like, this is something that we've kind of discussed behind the scenes, and I'm going to put an article out on Texas Football later about how a lot of this unfolded and so on and so forth, and we'll go into a lot more detail there. But let me ask you all this. When we first learned that, you know, they were going to part ways with Pierce, what was your confidence level on a 1 to 10 that it was going to be Schloss that day one?
It felt too good to be true.
Day or the day before, but you know, that very first day that we learned.
There's Quandre Diggs talking trash. there's Quandre. Sorry, go ahead, CJ.
I was going to say, it just felt too good of a pairing to be true. That marriage of Schlossnagel, who we would consider, I believe, to be one of the best head coaches in all of the country, had the number three team in baseball, you know, on all cylinders rolling into the postseason. He just beat Texas, actually, in the Super Regional as well. This was the team for Texas A&M to win it all. It was the best team in program history. Why would he leave? Well, Blake, to your point earlier, that relationship with Chris Del Conte paid off. I wanted to spin it back to you. My confidence was not very high. I would say probably a 3, maybe a 4 on its best, depending on what intel we had gotten on a certain day. But, Blake, I'll spin it back to you, that same question. But at the same time, when did you start to get that sense that, oh, this is real? Like, there's real movement here.
Yes.
Producer Matt's on a roll.
So, look at that.
Keep it coming, Matt. Keep it coming. Oh, man. So that first day when we really learned about that, you know, and kind of deciding on what our plan of action was as the On Texas football crew, I'd say my confidence was about a 2 or 3. I mean, there was a lot of, in fact, I put out an early hot board before it, you know, back when things weren't going well for Texas. I said, Texas should take a look at these people. These are realistic candidates. His name was not on my list, and because I didn't think it was going to be a realistic candidate at the time. I would say, you know, really, obviously it ramped up over the past week and a half or so that, you know, I really thought it was going to be him. And I kept saying Vitello, there was a shot that Vitello could be the guy. That was definitely the case. I mean, they were looking at both. But Schloss had been the choice, remained the choice. And I think Vitello, as I said, and I think it was yesterday when I posted on Texas Football, it was a 1A, 1B, but Schloss was always the 1A. And so I'd say over the past week and a half, it really ramped up, CJ, but I'm with you. I mean, 3, maybe 4 at the very first of that. It's really crazy to think. I mean, that's a big, big get for the Longhorns. And if you don't follow baseball, it's really hard to put into words like how big of a deal this is for Texas.
I think one of the things that's always interesting about coaching changes is on any level. I mean, it can be high school, it can be college. On the high school level, it's a football coach and the principal and the superintendent, right? It's the people you're really working for. And that is what's always underrated to me in all these processes is these guys, yes, the money's great at this level, right? The contract that he's reportedly getting is amazing. And support staff. Congrats to all the guys that are coming on the staff. Good day for y'all too. But and the NIL guys. But the thing is, these guys tend to follow. They tend to go work for the people they trust with their careers. And sometimes this is, I think, that's a direct reflection of that on this move. I really 100% believe this is what happened here. But if you watch, when coaches get uncomfortable and maybe hit the door somewhere, it's normally because they don't really like the guys above them. And I think that really played a huge part for Chris Del Conte in this move. And as we look at future moves, when guys leave and maybe you're like, why did that guy leave? And then you start digging, it's almost always the same answer. Well, the people above him calling shots, he wasn't in agreement with those guys. He didn't like where that thing was headed for his program. So not that A&M isn't headed to good places, but I think they're in this situation in particular, he went with the person he trusted that was his boss.
Blake, you'll know this better than I do, but how many program wins in Omaha did Texas A&M before Jim Schlossnagel?
Not many.
I don't think that number was very high.
Took
them to their first ever national championship series, fell a bit short, and immediately said, I'm going down the road. I'm going to join the University of Texas and my good old friend Chris Del Conte. That speaks a little bit. And again, Texas, you know, they went to 3 College World Series under David Pierce. That's not bad. But for the University of Texas, I think that there's a different level of expectation, especially around the world of baseball. This is a guy I expect that won't take too long to get Texas back to where they expect to be, not to bring back Texas's back, but, you know, Texas football's rolling. Texas baseball soon to be back up in that, you know, upper echelon of programs under Jim Schlossnagel. I expect that 100%.
And to answer your question, I don't know about wins in the College World Series. I'll get into that here in a second. But they have only advanced to the College World Series before this year seven times: 1951, 1964, 93, 99, 2011, 2017, and then, of course, 2022 when, you know, they played Texas, obviously. But those seven times before him, and I'm going to try to find the wins there, but not many, not many at all.
Hey, we have a question we need to get to, and because I want this answered. Yes, Colt, send in your super chat as normal with your thought.
No, Colt's in the other room.
Yeah. Colt, go ahead, send it in with your thoughts.
Jerry, he already said that he was going to strike me out.
Do the big one this time.
Yeah, look at that.
I mean,
at baseball, that was right. I mean, he didn't waste any. We were live for like 20 seconds. I was still like kind of doing the introduction when he popped that one in. Oh man! So I will get his thoughts though and see what he thinks, because
I believe Blake can kind of confirm this one too.
Yeah, Larry Johnson says it's a rumor, but everyone's saying Aggies has Skip Johnson on the phone. From what I've heard, that is very true. That's when I said this morning, I think it was, it's, if I was an OU fan, I'd be worried.
That's big.
And then I know there was another question I wanted to answer, guys. Let's see here. I think, from David Williams. And David Williams says the biggest issue on the Longhorns this past season was pitching. I think we can all agree with that. Probably relief pitching. Is Schloss strong at pitching recruitment? I don't know him well. In my opinion, the answer is yes, David, but even more importantly, and CJ, I think you'll agree with this, he is strong at development.
Yes.
When it comes to pitching. And again, a testament to his staff over the years, but stop, Colt. I think that people are going to be very pleased with the pitching situation going forward if the past couple of years has been any, you know, indication.
Yeah,
we have a super chat here. I want to get to this because a lot of people have asked. Will Schloss hire impact Jonah Williams? I did speak with Jonah Williams today. That's a four-star safety out of Galveston Ball, who we'll see if he ends up being a safety long-term. But, you know, will it help? Jonah said, yeah, it would help Texas. But, again, Texas has a lot of guys that they are very much in on. I actually put out a new story on Texas football, the yes, maybe, or no, with a lot of these decisions coming in. Jonah Williams, he said it would help Texas. Where Texas goes with that, how hard they push, and kind of what are those conversations like? I think that's a ways off. But it's certainly help A&M.
We got one for you, Jerry, here from Patrick Despain. He says, so Bjork leaving was the first domino, Jerry?
No, I think getting Mark Stoops on a plane and then the people telling Bjork to turn the plane around. That was a domino that started a lot of things over there. That led to, obviously, that the whole Stoops debacle before Elko was hired ultimately led to his dismissal, Ohio State hired him, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. And then Trev Alberts comes in. Somebody pointed out earlier in the chat that when there were a couple of things that happened after Trev Alberts came in on the baseball side that Schloss did not like. And so when you look to a little bit less than 2 hours away and see the AD that you've always trusted as one of your really good friends, I think it makes it a pretty easy decision, guys.
Yeah. And then we have a couple of other super chats I want to knock out real quick, fellas, just so we can get caught up on those. Oscar says, I think it should be illegal. How happy this makes me. Give CDC all the dollars. I think all
Oscar, you're things. Probably not the only one that feels that way this afternoon.
I don't think so at all, Oscar. D Herring 5, I already answered this. He says, Hook 'em, Blake, when is your write up? I will try to get that up. Probably wait till they make it official, but I will get that up here relatively soon.
Here's one for you. Here's one for you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then Jonathan says, I hope Schloss gets to enjoy Pitbull this weekend. Obviously talking about the SEC party here in a few days. Go ahead, Jerry.
Here's one for you, Blake and CJ. How long before the upgrade to Dish Falk? You know that's coming. Yes, I think there's a lot of things in this contract that are probably going to be coming, right?
I mean, you would have to think so. And there was lots of rumors coming out of College Station that he wasn't happy with the progression of the facilities and upgrades to there. And with him and CDC being such good buddies, I'm sure those details have been ironed out, and you know, expansion, upgrade talks, whatever you want to call it, have taken place. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Man, it's no better time to do so, right? Of course, you found the coach, and you go in and you upgrade some of the stadium. Oh, that hurts.
Man, I don't even like his username. That's like a bad golf name, man. Dadgum.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
But let's be real. That's a Texas fan that subscribes to Texas, calls himself Aggie Shanks, and then posts that. We know how the message board works. World Wars. We've been a part of it for 2 decades.
Aggie Shanks, because nothing goes right, man.
Oh, man. And, guys, for those asking, I did ask Cole. I tried to get him on here to talk about it. But he says that he will miss Coach Pierce. And he learned a lot from him at the camps that they went to. Oh, so you'll be in here for the picture.
Bring the heat,
you
Cole.
And then, but that he is looking forward to meeting Schloss at future camps and seeing what he can learn from him. He really respects the guy a lot. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to go make some dinner, and I guess it's going to taste pretty good. So y'all have a great one. Thanks. Hey, by the way, like almost 6,000 people on here. As always, thanks to all the Texas fans for supporting On Texas Football. We really appreciate it. And we'll have more, obviously, in the coming days on this. And ontexasfootball.com for all your favorite gifts.
That's right.
Jerry, all my kids are getting on here. Thank you, Jerry. And, of course, Jerry will be back in the morning as well for coffee and football. My middle son there using my wife's account. We got another super chat here, CJ, from Kyle. Thank you, Kyle, as always. He says, cheers to Schloss's 10-year career at Texas with 7 College World Series appearances and 3 national titles. Hey, I think Texas Ooh. Fans would definitely be happy with that. That's optimistic. I like it, Kyle.
I agree. Hey, Blake, while we're on the topic of SEC and entering the conference, obviously we just watched Tony Vitello hoist the trophy. It looks – I'm a big fan of his, obviously, regardless of what baggage or what history he might have. That's a guy that he that his players love to play for him, right? They kind of embody what he did, his personality as a head coach. What is it about Schlossnagel that excites you about the way that he interacts with his players, as well as not only the development, but the in-game coaching that Texas fans can expect whenever he arrives here in the 40 acres?
Man, what really gets me excited, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, this is boring baseball talk, is his attention to detail, CJ. I mean, he really, you know, you have coaches, and we see it in football, like you see it with Mac Brown, who are good CEO-type coaches. You have coaches that are really good at X's and O's and foot. You know, you have all that out there. But he, to me, is, like, truly one of the all-around, like, you get the whole package. You know, you're getting a guy that is very attentive to all the details, like in a Sark. But you also have the guy that goes out there, and we talked about it earlier, that, you know, really connects with the fans, that people can relate to, that's approachable, that, you know, is going to take autographs or give autographs and take pictures with fans. So to me, he really was the best fit for Texas. And don't get me wrong, I love the Tennessee coach. I love the intensity and the passion that he brings to the game, the emotion that his teams play with. But for Schloss, it really comes down to the details, paying attention to the minor details and the development. And then the rest of that stuff falls in place right behind that. But development to me is just so huge. I mean, you go back to those, and we talked about it earlier, those TCU teams. TCU is not known for having, you know, a world full of resources like Texas is. So that is kind of what excites me. We saw a small glimpse of what he can do at A&M with some of those resources, but now the sky is the limit, in my opinion, when it comes to that. So what can he do with that? That's the big question.
That, yeah, I played at TCU in 2014 and 2015. In between that time, TCU built its brand new player development center and left down the left field line. It makes a huge difference when you have something like that at your program. And that's been, you know, a big focal point of Schlossnagel's, you know, kind of relationship with his athletic director. Obviously, it was Christel Conte at the time. But, hey, I need resources. I need to fight my way through some of this arms race that is college baseball now. He does a great job at that. But hey, to pivot, I know Matthew's got a little treat for us here, another message board. What now? We should probably move to the Big Ten since we're already Texas's. And they haven't even officially entered the conference yet. That's right. 5 days from now, Texas will become official members of the SEC. And that's already how folks are feeling in College Station. I got to say it. It feels good to be the flagship, right, Blake?
Oh, man, without a doubt. Can you imagine, though, and I know you talked about it a little bit ago, just imagine when he steps foot back in College Station for that first game, CJ. What do you think is going to be crazier, the football atmosphere or the hatred for Schloss when he goes back?
I think that football atmosphere is going to be crazy. And I say that only because I can only expect just gallons of bubbles to be blown whenever he gets back. That's what he's going to be met with on the baseball diamond, whereas the football field, it might be a little bit more.
Oh, man, it's good stuff either way. An exciting time to be a Texas fan. Hey, we got a couple more Super Chats I want to knock out here. And let's see, Hook to a T says there's not enough ice in Alaska for those Aggie balls. Thank you, Hook to a T. And then Tombstone 732, thank you. He says, is Max Weiner expected to come to Austin? Now, I don't really want to get into too many specifics, but we've heard a lot of good things, I guess is how we can word it, CJ, about who he's, what's going to happen as far as roles being filled, that type of thing. I said it at the beginning of the show. It's an exciting time to be a Texas baseball fan, and for good reason, especially if what I heard comes to fruition. And then Tucker right. Foster here says, keep cooking A&M. I love this. Thank you, Tucker. We appreciate it and love all you guys for joining. 6,000 of you for joining us right now. And then I've seen this question asked a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and answer it from Tommy. He says, the Tulo expected to stay on staff. Everything I've heard over the past week and a half, from what I was told, it really didn't matter who Texas landed. Tulo is very happy in Austin. His family is very happy in Austin. And he wasn't expected to go anywhere. And I don't think that's changed as of 6 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, that's been a sentiment I've been, received as well from Troy Tulowitzki. Is also just, hey, I love the city of Austin. I like coaching at the University of Texas. My life right now is pretty well. I know that he was tied a little bit towards the Long Beach State job in that opening. I think he enjoys what's going on here. And, of course, now why wouldn't you when you have a guy like Jim Schlossnagel coming in to – basically right the ship and get Texas back to where I think a lot of folks expect them to be in the long term. What do you got there, Blake?
It's not something I want to read aloud yet because I need to confirm it. But if what I read is true, then I would say some problems are solved in Austin for sure for the team next year. So, and with that, we've had a lot of people join us. So I want to reiterate one other thing too as well, CJ. We broke the news just a little bit ago that Penn pitcher Eli Tropp, and I hope I'm saying his last name right. I should have asked for clarification before I announced that. He will be joining the Longhorns. He has been committed for quite some time out of the portal, and he loves the city of Austin, loves the school, and said he's excited to get to work down here. So that's a big get for Texas as well. But man, I just it's really crazy to believe that it all unplayed the way it did a day after Texas A&M loses in the College World Series, the national championship, one run. As you know, Jerry said it, CJ, they lose by one run the next day. Texas head coach, what a time to be alive, man.
Who knows what would have happened, Blake? I mean, that slide that put the third run up on the board for Tennessee late in that ball game, that slide to avoid the catcher at home plate, ended up being that game, you know, deciding run. I mean, who would have thought at the time that that would have been one of the deciding factors for Texas A&M to not hoist the national championship trophy last night? And at the same time, parlayed that into now your coach departing for your biggest rival. It's not great. And when you say it like that, you might not be seeing many Aggie accounts on Twitter over the next few days.
Yeah, there ain't no other way to put it. That's just a kick in the balls, one after another there. And on that note, Texas, I hope I'm saying that right. Do you think he leaves if they win last night? Personally, I do. I think the wheels have been in motion. I don't think anything could have changed that at all.
So. I think there was just too much smoke at the time that I think it was too far down the line, Blake, that even with, you know, that trophy coming to College Station for the first time, it just felt like that it was already done by that time.
Yeah, definitely. And then we'll do a couple more questions here, CJ, and then we'll get out of here and let people go enjoy the big get and Aggie tears. But let's do this one here from 432 D Midland. He says, on a scale from 0 to 10, how big of a get is this? I don't follow baseball heavy. I do know that he had A&M in the College World Series. I mean, I think you got to rate it as a 10. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I can probably on my hand, that would be the top tier of college baseball coaches and the current landscape of the sport. Schlossnagel would be in that conversation right now.
Yeah. Without a doubt. So, and for those just joining us, we want to do give credit where credit's due. Chip Brown obviously went with the story of from Horn 24/7 that Texas is set to hire Schlossnagel out from A&M just a day after losing the College World Series game by one run. We don't know as far as I'm trying to think of all the questions that we've got quite a bit. As far as the staff goes, we will wait until some announcements are made before we get into more of that. For the people asking if we'll have a write-up kind of doing behind the scenes on how this all unfolded, yes, we will. That'll be on ontexasfootball.com. And by the way, that's a good time to promote, CJ. If you haven't already, become a member using promo code OTFOG. You get $39.95 for 1 year. I mean, you can't beat that, guys. $40 for 12 months over at ontexasfootball.com. You got to use promo code OTFOG. And obviously, with a name like On Texas Football, it's not just baseball. Jerry and CJ have been bringing the goods and recruiting Bobby, as well as some team notes here lately. I mean, it's around the clock coverage that you're not going to find anywhere else. And in my unbiased opinion, the greatest out there. And then obviously, if you haven't already subscribed to the On Texas Football YouTube channel, we would love for you to. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Ring the bell so you're notified anytime that we go live or that we post a video. That way, between those two, man, you shouldn't miss a single thing out there when it comes to your favorite team, the Texas Longhorns, no matter what the sport is. And it now is also a good time to say, CJ, as well, thanks to everybody's support out there. We're over 52,000 subscribers, man. That's just hard to believe. And none of this would be possible if you guys weren't tuning in and subscribing and joining us over on OnTexasFootball.com. Kenneth says, breaking news, the Aggies have placed Trev Alberts in the portal. I'm sure they kind of want to right now.
Real quick, does it help Jonah Williams? We've answered this question a couple times now, but last time, it will eventually. He was intrigued by the opportunity and kind of that conversation of Schloss joining the Texas staff. Will it put Texas over the edge? Remains to be seen. There's a lot of other factors at stake right now in Jonah Williams' recruitment, but absolutely playing baseball is something that he had considered and is still considering at the next level. This certainly helps the Longhorns. Jonah also, on his trip to Texas earlier this spring, made a detour from a spring practice out to see the Dish Falk Field ahead of one of the Texas afternoon games that weekend. Hey, he's familiar with it. Now Texas has one of the best baseball coaches in all of the land. It should help at the end of the day.
And James E. says, ABC 13 News in Houston is reporting that A&M tried to re-sign him prior to the College World Series, but he shut down contract talks. I don't know who they talked to, but that does fall in line with some of the stuff that I heard. That this has been in the making for quite some time. But CJ, I don't know how else to put it that we haven't already said a huge get, a colossal, monumental, historic get for the Longhorns, for not just because of his coaching chops, but because you stick it to one of your rivals just days before entering their conference, which they're already not happy about.
I couldn't say it any better. And hey, I want to be the first to give a little hat tip to you, Blake. You've been all over this hiring and this process since the Texas baseball season ended as well. So again, we plugged On Texas Football for all football news, recruiting news. Well, for baseball news, we got a pretty good option over here with Blake Monroe. You did a hell of a job on this one.
Hey, thank you, CJ. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, are you coming back tonight, CJ? You got anything in the pipe later on the channel here?
Yeah, Aaron Hogan and I will be going live in the next 50 minutes. So I got to get back home and get some food in my belly before we get back up here again. So this should be a fun conversation. I hope to see a lot of y'all over there again tonight.
That's right. And, of course, Jerry and Bobby and I will be back tomorrow morning for coffee and football starting at 8 a.m. So I will see you then. CJ will see you here in just a little bit. What seems like a few fans of other schools are in the chat here getting angry, and rightfully so. I don't blame you, but lots to celebrate for Longhorn fans, especially lots to celebrate for Texas baseball fans. And for CJ Vogel and Jerry Hamilton and Bobby Burton, I'm Blake Monroe, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome, Schloss.
Hook 'em.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunch Berry!
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries!
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.